How shall we connect this story? On the one hand, the most obvious way, which Gershon Scholem himself recognized, is to talk about the personal connection between conversos who found the experience of Shabtai Tzvi a meaningful framework for them to express their own Jewish identity. Here was the possibility of looking at a Messiah who had converted, just as they had converted and now had reverted back to their own Jewish identity. It was, of course, a little bit convoluted, but nevertheless, it expressed to them the kind of tensions, the drama. They understood themselves. They could impose their own identity and their own set of concerns on this messiahship. That is why in Amsterdam there were a large group of followers of Shabtai Tzvi, and in Hamburg and throughout the diaspora. In fact, in Smyrna itself, it was the birthplace of Shabtai Tzvi in Turkey, in the Ottoman Empire. There were a large group of converso businessmen who had settled as well in the Ottoman Empire. So there was a direct link from the birth of Shabtai Tzvi with this converso community. So one connection is obvious, the fact that many conversos entered the Sabbatean ranks, promoted Sabbatianism, understood Sabbatianism in their own terms, and became followers of a messianic movement which, for them, was attractive and somehow inspired them in their own return to the Jewish fold. But I want to argue for something even deeper in terms of a link. I want to suggest that there is a coincidence between Shabtai Tzvi, 1665-66, and 1670, which I'm going to talk about in our next lecture, the date of the publication of Benedict Spinoza's famous work, The Theological Political Treatise. How are we to connect Shabtai Tzvi and Spinoza? My argument is the following. Both are enthusiasts. Both are arguing and trying to attack and to essentially destroy and dismantle the Jewish tradition. Shabtai Tzvi bringing a messianic ideology, challenging the rabbis, and Spinoza, as we will see, who will take the Jewish tradition and subject it to a rational critique and undermine its viability and will essentially undermine the particularity of Jewish identity altogether. They are both enthusiasts. One does it through an irrational means, the other does it through a rational means. But both of them are involved in the concerns of Jewish life. Both of them, from the fringe, are attacking the Jewish center and the Jewish rabbinate and Jewish authority, and thus trying to undermine it. If one understands the 17th, 18th century as a period of crisis, as a period of a crisis against authority, political, cultural, social, religious authority, if one links this Jewish phenomenon to a larger world of European civilization as a whole, and understands Spinoza as not only being a Jewish figure within a Jewish intellectual history course, but also as part and parcel of a larger radical critique of religion in general, then one understands the intersection of Jewish history with general European cultural history. We are not speaking about a phenomenon which is marginal either to the Jewish experience or to the Western European experience as a whole. We are speaking about something which is remarkably central and remarkably of concern for anyone who studies the history of the Western mind, not only the history of the Jewish mind. So here we have it. Conversos and Sabbateans together were, in fact, for some historians, and we can now understand why, the first modern Jews in challenging the rabbis, in challenging the authority of Jewish law, and in trying to create a new version of Jewish identity and practice in the 17th century. The dual interlocking phenomenon of Maronism on the one hand, or conversoism on the one hand, and Sabbatianism on the other, is significant in blurring the boundaries between Judaism and other faiths. Notice we are speaking about Jewish, Christian, Christian, Jewish, one passing from one to the other, and at the same time, facilitating the merger of Jewish ideas with radical religious and political movements in Islam and Christianity well into the 19th century. And of course, we have now laid the groundwork precisely for understanding the origin of the greatest philosopher of the 17th century, and that philosopher is Benedict or Baruch Spinoza.